Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Juul Labs. We've got some news this morning on the USMCA front. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's trade team, led by Erica Suarez and Jay Kosla, will begin holding listening sessions with the business community in the coming weeks. The goal? Replicate a similar process McConnell's team deployed during tax reform, according to a source familiar with the plan. In 2018, McConnell's team pushed tax reform through with stunning efficiency. Backing of the business community will be critical as Congress tries to pass a rewrite of NAFTA. This is the week all of Washington is waiting for AG Bill Barr to release the redacted Mueller report. No one knows exactly what potential bombshells the report could entail for President Donald Trump, but the general consensus is that this could be a pretty bad week for the administration that has leaned in aggressively on the no collusion part of Barr's summary. Here's the latest on immigration reform. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Trump and his aides are looking at clamping down on countries whose nationals overstay short-term visitor visas as part of their larger immigration efforts. They are also looking to tighten student and investor visas, preventing immigrants from becoming citizens if they are likely to use publicly funded benefits, the journal writes. John Bresnahan and Heather Cagle report that Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Sunday that Capitol Police and the House Sergeant at Arms are conducting a security assessment related to Representative Ilhan Omar, her family, and her staff's safety following a tweet by President Trump. An Omar aide told them that there has been an increase in threats following the tweet. On the 2020 front, AP scooped that President Donald Trump's re-election campaign will report that he raised more than $30 million during the first quarter of 2019, bringing his cash on hand to $40.8 million. Mayor Pete had his official 2020 rollout yesterday. The New York Times reports that Pete Buttigieg has had the unlikely early focus of attention from Democratic voters and donors, while the Post focuses on how Buttigieg said he could beat Trump in 2020, presenting himself as a transformational figure. The Post also has a look at how Bernie Sanders is trying to win over Trump voters, and Kirsten Gillibrand reported raising $3 million in the first quarter, Elena Schneider reports. We've got a first in playbook, a big haul from House Minority Whip Steve Scalise. Scalise, the number two House Republican, raised $4.3 million in the first quarter of 2019 and transferred $1.87 million to the NRCC. Defend the Senate, a joint fundraising committee affiliated with Senate Republicans, raised $2 million last quarter and got big checks from folks like Ken Griffin, the billionaire hedge fund magnate who gave more than $287,000. Charles Schwab gave more than $272,000. And Paul Singer, the hedge fund manager, gave more than $224,000 to the effort. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. The president will leave the White House at 10:40 a.m. en route to Minneapolis, Minnesota. He will then head to Nuss Truck and Equipment in Burnsville, Minnesota at 12:35 p.m. Central Time. Trump will hold a roundtable discussion on the economy and tax reform at 1 p.m. before returning to Washington. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Our mission at Juul Labs is to improve the lives of the world's 1 billion adult smokers by eliminating cigarettes. But youth use of vapor products endangers that mission, and we're addressing the issue head-on. We've stopped distribution of certain flavored vapor products to traditional retailers and restricted their sale to our 21 and up age verified website. We've exited Facebook and Instagram, expanded our secret shopper program to promote retailer compliance, and we're advocating to raise the minimum purchasing age for all tobacco and vapor products, including our own, to 21 and up nationwide.